And then under silver is gold, and there's one 6s electron, and the 5d is filled. So you get, in some ways, a very similar looking band structure. I drew this red line in to try to represent the 6s, the free electron model applied to the 6s electron, and here are the 5d bands cutting through the 6s band. Here's all the 5d peaks, and in the background here, the 6s band. So you'll notice when we draw these plots that for copper, for silver, and for gold, in every case, the plots start just at the valence electrons, and all the core electrons just don't appear in these plots. So the calculations are made easier by not taking all the core electrons as well. You can reduce the amount of calculation by not using those core electrons, and they're usually not so relevant for the form of the band structure up here.